Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ Sleep Session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 7, Episode 26 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, studying in Doctrine and Covenants Sections 46 to 48 in the week of May the 12th to May the 18th. And today we are going to continue with Section 46, looking more now at the spiritual gifts. Now, the Lord is very specific and clear about the reason that these gifts are given here. He says in verse 9, "For verily I say unto you, they are given for those of those who love me and keep all my commandments, and him that seeketh to do so, that all may be benefited that seek or that ask of me, and that ask and not for a sign that they may consume it upon their lusts." So those who are obedient and keep the commandments, or I like how it says, "and with him that seeketh to do so." It's again that kind of striving word that we love and are grateful for in the church for when we're trying to keep all the covenants that we make. But it's the idea that we don't want these gifts to consume it upon our lusts, that we don't want these gifts to get gain for ourselves or to show off or to do something like that of that nature. With these gifts, that they are to bless and uplift the lives of others. In verse 11, it says, "For all have not every gift given unto them, for there are many gifts, and to many every man is given a gift by the Spirit of God." Now, notice what it said there: to every man is a gift, is given a gift by the Spirit of God. Elder Dietrich Fuchsdorf said, quote, "You may think you don't have talents, but that is a false assumption, for we all have talents and gifts, every one of us. The bounds of creativity extend far beyond the limits of a canvas or a sheet of paper and do not require a brush, a pen, or the keys of a piano. Creation means bringing into existence something that did not exist before. Colourful gardens, harmonious homes, family memories, flowing laughter. What you create doesn't have to be perfect. So what if the eggs are greasy or the toast is burnt? Don't let fear of failure discourage you. Don't let the voice of critics paralyse you, whether that voice comes from the outside or inside. If you still feel incapable of creating, start small. Try to see how many smiles you can create. Write a letter of appreciation. Learn a new skill. Identify a space and beautify it." Close quote. I like this because it points out to us and reminds us that the gifts of the Spirit do not have to all be the ones that are listed in this section. And we will get to those, this list, probably tomorrow. But it's the idea that every ability to create or do things or support and bless others, all of these are gifts of God. And I think that it's a good reminder to have us remember that these gifts are also given to everyone. Like, every person has a gift from God. Can we develop and nurture and grow other gifts? Of course, we can pray, learn more about certain gifts, practice it, seek to apply it into our lives, and we can develop and grow things as we also have the Holy Ghost with us. And I think receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost brings with it many blessings, but one of those is to have that constant companionship of that third member of the Godhead, which will naturally bless us and help us to become better individuals. And eventually, like the Saviour, we seek to become more Christ-like, and having this gift of the Holy Ghost with us develops these gifts and talents within us. So I think that is something to remember as well. Henry D. Taylor said about these gifts that, quote, "As calls come to us for church service by Lord's representatives, it is natural for us to wonder why we have been selected. The Lord has made it plain that every individual has been blessed and endowed with certain gifts and talents. Now, it was intended that these gifts and talents should be shared with others for the purpose of rendering service to fellow men and making their lives happier." Close quote. So we understand, really, and there's a lot of principles behind the spiritual gifts and the why behind them. And I suppose tomorrow, as we continue this study, we'll look at the things that are listed here, which, of course, is not an exhaustive list, as I mentioned. And we'll talk about what are some of the other unlisted gifts of the spirits that we may be able to nurture, develop, and grow in our lives as well. Thank you so much for listening today, and until we meet again.